And what's good,
Love
everybody?
Radio.
Oh, came in a little early. Came in a little early on. It's all good, though. Anyway, what's good, everybody? Back again. It had been a minute. I had the ASSC Direct Show before. And now we're back with the podcast, man. And hopefully we're going to be bringing some live stuff soon, too, where it's going to be some recorded stuff. So where we have guests and stuff like that on. So. But in the meantime, and in between time, man, we gonna be talking about getting that revenge on the narc. You know, I know a lot of people have often times wondered, you know, is it worth it, and if they do go at a narc, like, you know, how that all plays out, you know. You know, I remember when I was just in New York doing my tour. This is a little while ago, but they had a lady in the audience that was like, "I'm so mad at him. I want to put a contract out." She was like real gangster with it, real goon. I thought she was gonna send them goons at him for a while. I was like, "You don't want to get like that, you know. You know you don't want to start putting yourself into a situation where, you know you're getting yourself in trouble over these narcissists. It's just not worth it." Plus, on the flip side, you know, narcissists, I mean, these individuals stay running from themselves. I mean, that's pretty much all they're doing, is running from themselves and running from accountability. I always speak about this, you know, narcissists stay running from anything to do with accountability. And in that instance, what'll end up happening is, you'll try to get revenge, you'll try to do your thing, they'll be somewhat affected by it, but they're gonna keep moving. I mean, that's all they do. They're gonna shake that, keep it pushing to the next person or the next instance, and that's what's gonna happen, you know. So I always say, you know, when it comes to dealing with them, when it comes to like moving forth and you trying to figure out a way to make sure that you're not still stuck with wanting to get back at the narcissist. Because you know what? Before I go into that, I want to say this too. Narcissists, they know it's coming. They know what they did to people. They know it's coming. They know what's on the agenda for them. And they know a lot of y'all want their heads on a cutting block. They know that. And you know them narcs, man. They start ducking and diving and weaving, and it's all, and like I said, every time you try to get at them, man, they just move around. They move around. That's what they're good at, you know. So, you know, on this show, like I said, the basis of the podcast is to let y'all get on and kind of, you know, tell y'all story. You know, as we do on, if a lot of y'all that joins me on the Instagram lives, but you know, just sharing our stories and stuff, whatnot, through these platforms, and I think it's important to understand, and be able to hear from other people too as well. If you're in the line, if you press that one, that means you want to talk. That means you want to say something. You can listen to. If you want to talk, it's all good, too. Go ahead and get it off your chest, you know. We know a lot of y'all, after it's done, a lot of people are stuck in that phase, too, about, like, feeling like, wow, I can't believe I'm, like, stuck here. You know, I got this cold-ass bed that I'm going to be laying on now. You know, there's a lot of cold beds out there, especially wintertime coming, too. You know, the beds is cold. And I said this before, your bed is frigid, but you can't allow that to get to you, you know, your psyche at least. You know, a lot of people only get with people and have people around because they don't want to be alone. They don't want to turn over and on that other side of the bed is frigid, you know. That's a part of life, though, you know, sometimes to be able to move on and get yourself, you know, repositioned in a different type of situation. So it ain't nothing wrong with taking a break. And another thing too, as far as going at these narcissists and trying to, you know, I mean, some of y'all be get down to the point where y'all scheming and y'all becoming just like them. That's all. That's another thing that it causes too. It causes you to almost become just like those individuals. You know, you're out there, you're trying to figure out ways to counter and strike back. Listen, I didn't see narcissists fall and go through the swallow, man, go through and get their karma. I didn't see it. It's not a pretty sight. You don't have to do nothing. They're going to do it on their, it's all going to play out on their, you know, from their ways of moving. It's going to play itself out like that. It's going to happen. You know, we just got to be able to sit back and give it time. You know, it's going to come through. It's going to come through. I want to go to the line real quick. I want to take some calls. See if anybody want to speak on it tonight. And tonight, the topic we're talking about is getting revenge on a narcissist. Have you attempted it? If you have attempted it, what happened? You know what I'm saying? Or what was your method that was an alternative method to getting revenge that you might have sought after something different and that worked out as well? You know what I'm saying? Want to hear about it. So let me go to 917. I'm coming to you. You there? 917.
Hello?
How you doing?
Hello? How you doing? Good.
Turn your volume down. Turn your volume down
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Where you calling? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from New York, from the Bronx.
The Bronx in the building. What's good? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, you're coming in good.
Okay.
Still a little bit of feedback on my end. So if you turn your volume down, just turn your volume down a little bit.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah. Let me see. All right, we good.
Okay, my thing is, the way I got my revenge was when I met my narc. So they say narc. He was the most sweetest person in the world, and he swept me off my feet, and it was beautiful and everything. But I started noticing little things that happening, but I just. It was so familiar, but I didn't pick up on the things that he was doing. He was beautiful and very honest and very helpful. But what I noticed was that he wanted a relationship very quickly. And
okay.
the thing to me was that he lived it 7 hours away from where I live at. And he would bring me flowers. He was beautiful. He was a beautiful person. He's a teacher. He's a mental therapist for children in a district in school. So I said, wow, this is a great guy. He loves kids. He helps kids. Very lovable. Love my children, my older children. And the thing was that the first thing I noticed was that in Facebook, you know how you like somebody? He was over-liking a lot of people. And I was like, oh, this don't look good. It's good to like people, but he was like over-liking people. So I addressed it to him. I said, listen, I'm going to let you know something. I mean, it's like it's good to like people, but I just felt like different things. And it got to the point that we got serious, and I noticed that he was, like, trying to change me. And I found it kind of strange that he was trying to change me. And he was like, oh, you shouldn't do this, and you shouldn't do that, and you shouldn't do this. And, you know, my ex was this, and my ex was that. And I was like, wait a minute. Oh, he wanted me to be friends with his ex. I said, I don't do exes. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, what you had before is your past. And, you know, I'm coming in a relationship with you. It's a far distance relationship. but, you know, I'm taking it slow with you. He wanted me to move in. Eventually, I moved in with him, but I still have my apartment in the Bronx because something was familiar to him. Something was familiar that I was seeing in him. So everybody loved him. Oh, everybody adores him in his town. He's an actor.
So I didn't catch your name.
I'm called on Instagram Ha India. That you didn't know.
Okay,
I pronounce it very well. You said Ha India. My name is Jackie.
So
anyway,
I wanna hear though. We want the action. I wanna hear what revenge did you get on him though? Or did you?
Well,
what did you do to
well,
resolve
the? I lasted 5 years and a half with him, and I started noticing different things with his family, with him. I noticed that his family was very nice to me, but then distant at the same time. And I noticed that he was abusing me mentally. Oh, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't. Well, the bottom line got to that I started listening. I started noticing strange things about him. I said, wait a minute. Why is it that when he asked for my opinion, no, he talks about his opinion, but when it came to me, he didn't want to hear that. And I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here? So the thing was that he didn't want to hear nothing that I had to say. He used to take me out, and then he stopped. He secluded me after I lived with him. And we did acting things, and we was involved in everything. And then he started secluding me. Oh, no way, stay home. Stay home, stay home, stay mm-hmm. home. Anyway, he got a little, when we used to argue, and I used to tell him, listen, I don't like people to treat me this way. He started screaming at me. And making problems that weren't even there. The thing was that, last thing was that I started doing research and I found your page and other pages and I started putting pieces together. I said, wait a minute, this is so familiar. And the thing was that he started acting like he was talking to somebody in the phone. Putting his phone away, you know.
Well, India, I don't want to rush your story, and it sounds intriguing. I really would like to hear, but you know, we was trying to get to the revenge. I want to get these other callers in too.
Yeah,
so I
want
to get other people in, but I do thank you. You don't have to be sorry. I do thank you for coming in and sharing your story with us. So I appreciate it. Thank you again. You have a good evening. Yeah, people, you know, I want to make this clear. This for this platform, we only have like an hour on here, you know. So I like to get other people on and stay on content. It's important that we stay on subject content for the evening. So, you know, as the young lady was saying out of the Bronx, you know, she started noticing different things about the guy and whatnot, and pretty much the way it starts adding up, you start figuring out that the individual is pulling a fast one on you. You know, they're pulling a whammy on you. And once you find out that they're pulling that whammy on you and everything drops and then you didn't caught them, it's like, how dare you? You know, I can't believe that you just went there and you try to pull that quick one on me and think that I was just going to sleep on that. Like I was going to have a good night's sleep, like that little pillow commercial or something like that. No. It's not happening like that. I know a lot of y'all be wanting to go and get that revenge and get back at them. And so some people do, some people contemplate, some people, you know, it's all different ways people handle it, you know, because everybody don't have the same temperament. But anyway, I want to get some more calls and I'm coming to 651. 651, you're on the air, you're on the show. 651.
Hello.
How you doing? Where you calling from? Yeah.
Minnesota.
Live in Minnesota. How you doing? What's your name?
Jennifer.
You can give it. What you know? You don't have to give your government, but
oh,
so Jennifer from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay. Jennifer from Minnesota. Tell us about you. You got any story about how you know? Did you want to get revenge on a narcissist when you found out about everything or? how did you go about, you know, dealing with the information of discovery once you found out you was dealing that you've been duped?
You know, I went through a long phase in the relationship where I was mad, and still I am still holding on to anger, but I was constantly, we were on and off, and I was constantly doing things to get even with him. I would call girls who liked his pictures. I would tell them everything about him. I would call his family and tell them everything about him. I would call his friends. I would just for public, for the whole world to see. I would out him out on everything on his Facebook, saying, you know, embarrassing things. He's supposedly a rapper, so I knew that's where I would hit him most, is embarrassing him in front of people.
He had that mixtape coming out?
In fact, yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
And he's called the police on me numerous times for doing that stuff. So I know that really got to him. I've called the police on him.
Then we kind of lost you. There you go.
But when we were in a relationship, it was a constant back and forth, getting you back, getting me back. We do have a kid together, so I sent child support after him, trying to get him locked up for that. Like, it's been a constant back and forth type of thing. But he's out of state now, so. But he still called the police on me from a different state. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And after all of this, do you think it was worth it going through that, or could you have maybe came up with a different method of, you know, trying to seek some sort of revenge? Do you think this complicated things
well,
even
girl,
worse, or could you?
The girl that he left me for out of state, I pretty much, how do you say it? I really laid it in on her. And I kind of wish I just laid low, because in the end, it was my blessing that she took him from me, because I was able to heal from, you know, an abusive, toxic relationship. So in the end, I do wish that I would have just chilled out, you know, but it got ugly there, you know, for a while. So I do kind of wish I didn't.
Absolutely.
I wasn't so mean and went crazy. But yeah, there was a point when we first broke up and he just literally found some girl online and then moved out of state, not even meeting her, and moved in with her. So it was rough on me, but it actually worked out better in the end. Yeah.
Well, Jennifer, I appreciate you coming on the show and giving your story. And I'm glad you were able to heal over that. I'm glad you learned a little bit of lesson too as well and got some growth. And I'm glad you find a little bit of peace of mind. And again, appreciate you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
I know. Yeah, y'all. You know what? As she said, you know, sometimes when you do things, you might think that in the heat of the moment of being angry, you might go and do things. But in the long run, you think back on it and you're like, I maybe could have did something a little different. I maybe didn't have to, you know, play it all the way out like that and go in on it like that, you know, because sometimes it can make the situation worse. It's like pouring, you know, grease on a fire. You know, it'll just make it worse. So sometimes there's, you know, maybe a better way to handle it. And, you know, in the heat of our anger or whatnot, we don't think about that. But want to come there. Let me see. At 815 on here. 815, where are you calling from? How you doing?
Hi.
How are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, I go as Mona Lisa, and I'm calling from Illinois. And,
Mona Lisa in Illinois.
Yes. So, first of all, Quinn, I just want to say I thank you for creating your site. I mean, it has been such a revelation for me. It's taught me, I've grown so much from it and learned so much from it. I just want to thank you for that. And but to get on with it so that you can get some other calls. First I want to say that revenge is, it can be bittersweet, and I'm somewhat of an empath. So my revenge was just, once I got into it, I one thing they cannot do, they cannot dish it out and take it. That's one thing about them, they cannot dish it out and take it. I went through what I went through for 13 years, and I never retaliated. I never did anything. But once I made my mind up that I had enough, and I left, and he wanted to get me back, I said, okay, you can have me back. But now you got to do some things for me. Show me that you love me. You have to prove to me that you love me. So I had a big old tattoo of my name across his neck. Like, you got to show me. I want proof. I had all the guys in the tattoo parlor had me on speaker. I was like, show me some pictures. And, you know, it was like I wanted him to feel the humiliation I felt. And you know, and he did it. I mean, he showed me, took a picture of it. Now, are you coming home? Are you coming home? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. So it's like once I got, I felt that, I was like, you know what? I see why he does this. It feels good. So I came home. But the problem was, once I started feeling that, it's like my feelings became numb. Now it's like I was dishing out to him what he was doing to me. I told him, yeah, now I want, you know what, the spunk is old. I want some new furniture. Don't you want me to be happy? Don't you want to feel good? Okay, so, you know, if I had him buy the furniture, and that's still left. And then he was angry, and, they try to bring you down and cut at you and make you feel beneath yourself. So I went and I took that. Because I knew that's how he feeds. So, and I had kind of got an idea, okay, he needs to chop me up a little bit to make himself feel good again. Then I played it off, being like, okay, well, let's go look for houses. So I had him go and looking for houses, thinking we were getting back together. And then it was like, why did we get to that point? I dropped him off again. No, I didn't say that. What are you talking about? I don't know what you mean. You know, it's like the same thing he was doing
You went and switched it up on him, and how is when this was going out and you were seeing how he was getting frustrated and you know, upset over this, how was you feeling? Did you feel like you were getting some sort of, you know, retribution back from that point?
I did for the moment. I did. It felt good for that moment. But then, you know, finally I was like, all right, you know, this is not who I am, though. It felt good for that time, and then it was like, okay, this is okay. I felt good for the time when I was doing it. I was like, okay, that's enough of that. And then I finally moved on, and I took me and my sons, and when I noticed it was changing me, I felt my feelings were becoming numb, and my sons, my children, had to bring me back out of that. They're like, you went to a dark place. You don't want to do that again. Because that's what it will do to you. That revenge will take you to a dark place you don't want to be, which is like them. And just like you were saying earlier, and I felt that. And so that's why I said, you know what, so I totally went cold, I went gray rock on him, I went ghost on him, I don't talk to him anymore now, because I'm like, you know, I don't ever want to go back to that dark place again. It's not worth it. It felt good for, like I said, just a moment, but then when I realized, wow, I'm dark now, I want to be like this, it's not who I am. And that's what brought me away from it, was, you know, I had to get back into God and my kids, and, you know.
Right. Because you had him out there looking goofy as hell. That's how y'all say it out there in Chicago. Yeah. Goofy as hell out there. With tattoo all over the neck, doing all running around. Yeah. And so at the end, you realized that you was coming further and further outside of yourself, and it was an uncomfortable feeling.
It was very uncomfortable when I started seeing that. And I didn't like it. I didn't like the way I was not – my emotions and my feelings, I was just like, had no feelings, and I didn't like that. And my son's like, it's like you are emotionless. And I'm like, okay, I got to get away from that. That's a dark place. And it's not worth it to turn into that kind of person. It's not worth it. It's cold. It's, you know, and it was now that I look back at it, if I could have did it again, I just would have went gray rock and just just ghosted him and just left like I already did. But, you know,
absolutely.
I just wanted to tell him, you know, it's not worth it to get
well, well, Mona Lisa, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with us this evening. And thank you. Tune in again and appreciate it as
definitely.
Always.
Okay.
All right. Wow. You know, so many times when people say that, and I think this will resonate with a lot of people too, as she was saying, you start to leave yourself by playing the games that they playing just to get back at them. And then you realize, like, what am I doing? Like, this ain't me. You know, because you look back and look at yourself like, wait a minute, I'm turning into one of them. And that's not a good feeling when you know who you really are and you know you're better than that. That's really not a good feeling to have to be, you know, at the end of the day when you look back on it, you know. Get to a couple more calls at 703.
Hey, Quinn.
703. How you doing?
Can you hear me? Good. How are you?
Yeah.
It's Noel from the DMV.
Good.
Okay.
Out of the DMV. Yeah. I hear you good.
Okay.
Out of the DMV.
At the DMV. Quinn, I'm going to make this quick. I made a phone call to you, a console back in April. You told me everything my narcissist was going to do. You said, don't take him back. I didn't listen. I had a relapse. I took him back. When I tell you it got 20 times worse. So what I did was he kept asking me for money. I kept giving him money. I ran my credit cards up for him. It was just too much. Finally, he was flirting with a lot of women in the building, just making me look stupid. This is somebody, he's a special police officer in my building, and he was messing with the other special police officer. So what I did, I'm not proud of this, but what I did was I had him shook. I reported a lot of false complaints to his supervisor saying that he was being unprofessional. He was on his phone. That I told him that he had some sexual harassment charges coming down the pike and he was going to get fired. He was shook. And I felt so good because I felt like you have broken me down to the lowest of lowest, used me up to nothing. And then when I need you, you're not there for me. And I just really realized the past 2 years have just been the absolute worst in my life. I don't feel ashamed yet. Maybe I'll feel remorse later on, but right now I don't. I discarded him 100 times over. He finally discarded me, and I'm glad he discarded me this time because I need to move on. And I said, I'm glad you did a narc discard. I felt it coming. I said, this time it's over. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. But the unfortunate part is I have to see him every single day. I have to, because he works in my building.
And why do you have to? Oh, so he works in your building still.
Yes, and he's a
and so now,
police officer. He can see me on camera. He can see every move I make.
Oh, wow.
So I can't get away from him, and that's how he hovers. He hovers so bad. He's like, what are you doing?
But you
why
pretty
you
much
late?
Neutralized a lot of, you neutralized a lot of the other extras from the, you know, that part of getting that revenge on him in that aspect, right?
Yeah, it was almost like, let me get him in check. He's getting out of control. Let me make a false complaint. And then he's like, oh, my God, I got an anonymous complaint. Somebody said I was flirting with him. I'm like, oh, for real? Are you serious? You going to be okay? He was like, if I get one more complaint, they're going to transfer him. I'm like, oh, my God, you need to leave those women alone. He's like, I'm not doing anything. And it's been me all the time. And I know, Quinn, but it's yeah. So that was pretty much it.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead. But you know, it happens that way sometimes. Some people, you know, narcissists bring a lot of, they bring stuff to themselves.
Yeah, but they bring that on themselves. But you know what, Quinn, the one thing I'm not proud of is he's made me bitter and nasty. I was such a nice person. I curse all the time now. I never did that. I'm angry all the time. It's all because of him. When I stop and think about it, I started to change because I picked up his anger, his depression, his negativity. I'm like, this is not who I am. I'm a nice girl. But I was trying to be cool, trying to be more desirable, trying to be like him. And it still didn't work. it still didn't work. It's just a toxic environment. And I just say to anybody, just run. Don't give them a second chance. Don't do it. It's going to get worse. At 10 times worse.
Absolutely.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. And I'm not lying. It's a battle because I'm very attracted to him. He's very handsome. And it's hard, but I got to keep moving.
Well, I appreciate you, sister, coming on and once again and sharing your story.
Thank you, Quinn.
And continue to listen in. Thank you for joining in and putting and sharing for us tonight, too.
Thank you, Quinn.
Man, see, them narcissists, man, they don't realize that they going to catch the right one that's going to really come bring that, you know, bring it to them because they do things to people, man, and they don't really realize that, you know, everybody does not respond or react the same way, you know. And just for the sister, too, about, you know, feeling like he changed you and, you know, feeling, you know, that type of way, you have to find that you know, that part of forgiveness in there, too, to be like, you know what, I'm going to forgive it and move on. Forgiveness for yourself, though, you know what I'm saying? They're going to continue being who they are, but you can forgive yourself so you heal all the way properly. So that anger and that bitterness won't be up in you. Because I know you don't want to be running around here winter after winter with a cold bed. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 651, you on the air.
Oh,
651.
Can you hear me?
How you doing? Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, I forgot to tell you one more thing that I did. Because she reminded me of something I did. Okay, so one of the girls he was with in the past, I know he was for her, so I called her landlord. And I guess he wasn't living with her for too long, but I guess the landlord kicked her and her kids out because I called, and I felt really bad. Because she was like, I'm trying to live with him like that. And then the new girl I called her landlord too. But he ended up just letting him go on her lease. So, yeah. But I felt really bad. I felt like I was going crazy. Like, I would do anything for revenge. Like, I was literally insane at that time.
You got a lot of that out of you right now, though, right?
You know.
A lot of that.
I am over it, but I still have a little bit of lingering hate for him. But I think when I lost hope that, you know, like it will never be, or I never want to be with him, I think that's when I let most of the anger go. But I do have anger, a little bit of anger, but yeah, I really felt like I was going crazy. Like, literally. So,
well, I urge you to, you know, find it inside of yourself to forgive, just like I was saying to the other lady. Forgive it. Forgiveness is powerful. You don't have to see, forgiving isn't being like, oh, not forgetting about everything that they did. It's just more or less saying, okay, I'm clearing myself from that and what happened, so that you can, you know, have a clean slate with your emotions not being so tied up. And I think you'll find that to be helpful and healthy to you as well.
Yeah.
All right? Well, thank you again. I appreciate
it. I'm going to work on that.
I know.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's power and forgiveness, y'all. It definitely is. It most definitely is. Coming to 954. 954.
Hello.
How you doing? How you doing?
Oh my God.
Where you
come? Oh my God.
Yep.
Hi.
It's true. It's real. You know what I'm saying? It's real.
Oh my God.
How you doing?
Wait,
what's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm Sunshine, and I'm calling from Miami.
Miami. How you doing?
Yes. I'm doing good. Well, you know, I'm kind of in the, I just got discarded, over something stupid, you know, how they blow up for any and everything or what have you like that. But I was just thinking, I'm probably one of the, maybe I haven't built up my my strength yet, but I don't think I would ever retaliate with my narcissist, just because, you know, I'm kind of scared of how they would retaliate back, because you know, I think this person, like, they've expressed that, you know, like, they would actually hurt or, you know, do something. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you took the way of just you took the route of just letting it go.
Yeah.
Is basically what you're saying.
And then pray, like, literally every day that, you know, dear Jesus, please let, you know, just, please let this person just forget I ever exist. But I know pretty soon that they're going to be rolling right back around, you know? So
has,
I don't know,
is he still hoovering you, or have you had a grace? Are you in your grace period now, or is he still hoovering you?
Well, I just got discarded.
Okay, you just got discarded. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's you fresh, you know, you fresh, you know.
Yeah.
And so the situation is fresh, so yeah, there will be another Hoover. That will come. You know, so the best thing I could say for you now is to
when they discard you, but it's just kinda like, you just know that it's not gonna last. You know, but I haven't really mustered up the strength to be the one to discard. I've been binge watching your videos like all weekend. What have you, and, you know, I think the last one, I was at work today, and I was listening to where you were talking about how it's over when we end it, or what have you like that.
Right, absolutely.
You know, so it's just, I'm just praying and asking God to, you know, just let me find that strength. So, because I'm just kind of scared of, you know, like, if I ever do just kind of end it, that there might be some violence involved.
Mm-hmm. So he knows where you live and stuff still and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And where you work and all that.
Yeah.
Well, I think the best way to go about it from this point is just to be Gray Rock, you know. You're not really giving him nothing to, you won't be giving him any fuel to kind of feed off or to come at you with anyway. If you're going Gray Rock, if you're just ignoring them, if you're being unavailable, or, you know, not having any time, I think that's going to be the best thing. And I think that, you know, just letting it dissipate without doing anything. I think that was a good move on your part too. So, you know.
Yeah, so I just try not to provoke, or try not to, you know, just, okay, fine, just let it be. And just, you know, pray that Hoover doesn't come around, because then, of course, it's kind of like, well, you know, you made me do this, and, you know, and it's like, ugh.
Absolutely. Well, I think you're doing, like I said, I think you're doing the right thing. Don't make any other moves, you know, just let it dissipate as it is. Deal with the Hoover when you come to it. But keep watching the videos and stuff, and stay tuned with me. And you know, the strategy is always going to be out there. And again, thank you tonight for your call too, as well.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye now. Wow, yeah. So yeah, a lot of y'all too. Sometimes, don't force nothing if you're dealing with one of these crazies, because some of them are more than just narcissists. Some are psychopathic too, you know. And you don't want to, you know, aggravate the situation any more than what it is. You know, always protect yourself at all times and keep yourself protected, and, you know, don't do anything that would maybe land you in a worse situation than what you are. So, excellent call. Good calls coming in tonight. 323, you on live. 323. It's 323-323 Chicago.
Hello,
I think there you go. How you doing? Yeah, you live?
Oh, hi. This is Chima from California.
How you been? Oh, China from California. How you doing? How you doing? How you got revenge or whatnot? You gotta turn me down on the volume though.
Oh, okay.
Turn your volume down.
Is that better?
Let me see.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. That's better.
Okay.
A little bit more though, though. I'm still getting feedback.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Is that better?
Let me see. All right. I'm not hearing nothing now. Okay, we good.
Okay, so I have two sets of revenges. I have a revenge when I first began the healing process when my narc was found out when my narc was cheating. And it was really easy because the woman he was cheating on me with, she was a narcissist too. So I called, like, the other lady, how she called the landlord. This woman would, like, live in affordable housing. So I called the affordable housing department of the city we lived in and, you know, reported that she had an unauthorized occupant or whatever, and they, like, raised her rent. So I did that.
Oh, wow.
And then that was, like, a revenge, but only did it because she kept coming at me, you know. And then I want to say, like, the next set of revenge was, like, after I've got my healing and after watching all of your videos and just really got into my healing journey, the greatest revenge was success and doing better and healing and moving forward. And I'm now able to stand on my pedestal and look down on him when he thought that, you know, at one point he was all high and mighty while I was the one begging for him to come back or, you know, trying to make my family work and stuff like that. Now the table has truly has turned. So my biggest chance is now watching him basically try to grovel. It's to the point now he's no longer with that narcissist. And just the other day he texted me to ask him to send him some food.
Wow, so funny how the tables be turning, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's trying to get that 2-for-20 Chili's meal. He's trying to get a 2-for-20 Chili's, you know. It works like that, you know. I tell people all the time, and it's true, the greatest revenge is success. You know, when you cut them off completely, you go about your life and you just keep coming up and keep coming up. That success right there, that stings.
Because I tried, like, he made me feel so bad, I tried to fix myself to have him. And so while I was fixing myself, I was building myself. And it was really nothing wrong with me. But it really showed me that, okay, I fixed what was wrong with me, and now I'm so much greater.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Too.
Well, that's a good testimony, and I think that was a good way to go. And thank you for coming on and sharing your story tonight as well.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
I know, man. Broke that dude down all the way to where the narc broke all the way down the way he, you know, he out there trying to get them Popeyes had them specials on Tuesdays, the $2 Tuesdays, something that it's always on a Tuesday or something. You know, it's the meal things always on a Tuesday or something. But anyway, let me see who we got on here, man. Did I come to 267? 267, you on live.
Hello?
267. How you doing?
Hello.
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 Yes.
Oh, you hear me?
I think. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, hi, Clint. I'm Chris from Philadelphia.
Okay, Chris from Philly. How you doing? You want to speak
fine.
On your story about how you got revenge?
Oh, I wanted to kill. Now, this is dealing with a female. I wanted to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
I was with her 11 years. And out of nowhere, all the signs you said start coming along. She started using drugs. We were living together.
Wow.
We was $5,000 behind in rent. When I found out she was hiding the letters, then she got so far into the drugs that she had drug dealers after.
Oh, wow.
And, drug dealers after. She would call me. Like you said, they get to the point they don't come home. She called me one day and said, "Is anybody looking for me?" I said, "Looking for you like who?" She said, "Like the police." So I got off the phone and I called my friend, and he was like, "Get the hell out of there." So I started packing my stuff. I moved out while she kept staying out. She wouldn't come home, so I moved my stuff out. I didn't know what was going on. I came across your videos. I said, "This is not right. Something ain't right. Nobody acts like this." And that's when I started watching your videos. I was like, "Oh my God, she's a narcissist." Fast forward,
right.
I got discarded in 2013, so it's been about 6 years. Fast forward, 2 years later, she mails me a letter. She knew where I lived because I had to go back home because financially I was just messed up. She sends a letter saying she's sorry, all this kind of stuff, and then she put P.S., "I'm not taking no for an answer." I was like, okay, so now we have to get a restraining order. She started sending up flying monkeys after me. They telling me she going to church and all this stuff. She was cheating on me. Wound up moving in with the girl. Fast forward, that's when the letter came. After she contacted me because, like you said, something happened. Something fell through. And she was trying to get in contact with me. I wouldn't answer her letters, so she sent me another, she emailed me that January. I wouldn't respond to that. Fast forward, I ran into a friend of ours that I had to cut loose later on, and the girl put her out. I don't know what happened, but like you said, they always do something. And when she was trying to contact me, she was already picking up another supply. She's really disturbed. But I started to, I'm telling you, before that, even when I found out what was going on, and I started thinking, before I even left the house, I sat in my apartment, and I sat in there with the lights out. And I'm going to tell you, honestly, if she would have came in there, I was ready to stab her. I was just mentally, like, really messed up. And a friend of mine was like, came over and was like, "She's not right. Just get out of here and let's go." But till this day, it's been 6 years, and she goes to places I used to go. I went to a nail salon, and the lady there told me she came in here and she asked about you. So I basically had to reroute a lot of things I'm doing. And I wound up, I just got a new job about 4 months ago, and I didn't tell nobody where my job was and what I was doing because she's one of those people, she keeps coming back. I don't care what you do, she's just like a bad rash.
Well, that's how the narcissists do, you know, they come in and come out, you know. And I want to get another call in. What was your final thing of, did you let it go or did you, you know?
I had to let it go because like the last caller said, I realized that I believe she's capable of doing harm. So I let it go because I figured if I didn't, she would just really come back with force.
Okay, absolutely. So, you know, I think that's the best thing, too. And, you know, it's unfortunate it had to end that way for you. But, you know, just, you know, I always recommend, you know, pick the wiser way. Let your success. You say you got the new job, everything. I'm sure things are going better for you. Let that be your best revenge right there, because that will be. All right. Well, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Claire. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Yeah, y'all. We're going to get one more. We're going to squeeze in one more. Make it quick. Got 314. 314. 314. Hello.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
It's kind of coming in. I think we got a bad connection on there, y'all. We got a bad connection on the 314. We running out on time anyway. I don't think I'm gonna have to wrap it up for the night. It's been real. It's been a good little show though. You know, overall, want to leave with a positive message. And I again thank everybody that called in. And tune in tonight. I want to thank all of the callers as well. Everybody that's listening now, okay, make sure you go subscribe at ASSC Group Network on YouTube, because that's where all of the podcasts will be going, the previews to the different shows and stuff that we're working on, stuff like the upcoming Departure of Empathy, the Hair Life with Donatello, all these things will be on that channel. You know, ASSC Direct will be more so geared towards the narcissist stuff, but the ASSC Group Network will have different programming and stuff like that on there. So make sure you go subscribe, ASSC Group Network on YouTube. I always say, as one of the callers said earlier, China. Listen, success is so much sweeter as a part of revenge when you think about this. Moving on, getting your life together, being happy, being a better person than you were when you were with them, shining, glowing in your own, achievements. Those are the best things. Those are the things that's going to really stand out and really make a difference. Those are the things that are really going to help you, move forward and feel better about yourself as well. Yeah, you might want to go do these things. And, of course, a lot of times it's emotion that's driving you to doing these things, right? But does it really make you any better than a narcissist? You know what I mean? And I know, we don't want to have to just look like, dang, we could just be stepped on like that. But, nah, it's about channeling that energy into something that's, better. Channel that energy into yourself, into making yourself better, into achieving goals of something that you may have not achieved yet. When you begin to maneuver in that way, you'll find that you're much more contented and you'll feel better about yourself in the end as well. You won't have to look at it as something that you have to be ashamed of. So, anyway, again, thank you. I thank all of the callers for calling in. All of y'all have wonderful stories. I appreciate it. I'll let y'all know. I'll keep y'all posted and keep y'all update on all of the other stuff we have going. If you ever want to rehear this, listen to this podcast again or share it, it will be posted again. ASSC Group Network channel on YouTube. So you want to go there, make sure you subscribe. It'll be posted up there. That's where you'll be able to find these episodes after they've been recorded. Anyway, have a good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Bye now.